afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Monday, March 20th, 2023. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And I have with me my regular Monday co-host, Irishman broadcasting from London, Mr. Paul Edward Stevenson. Welcome, Paul.
Hello, Richard. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, 5x5.
Okay, cool.
And I have been looking at all the economic turmoil out there. You always keep your eye on, financial machinations internationally and each our countries. I mean, you catch a lot of the independent media now from the U.S., I think, too, so you get a good perspective of both sides of the pond, you know. I don't know, have you anything to say as far as even the weekend, any developments from sources and your perspective?
Well, let's look at the price of gold. Where did that go to at the weekend? That shot up by $100, I think. Oh, it's almost at 2,000. So gold has been, what, around 1,800, 1,850 for the last 3 or 4 months. So now you're seeing a rise in gold because, you know, people are, the markets are starting to realize that inflation is real. So, you know, when we spoke, was it last year? Yeah, last year, 18 months ago, about what's the best hedge against inflation. Well, food is the number one thing, because the food prices don't stop increasing, Richard. I don't know what it's like in America, but here it's ridiculous. It never stops. It just keeps going up and up and up, and you've got a bunch of clowns who think they probably know these people. People are, you know, usually, you know, not well-intended and making mistakes. They're usually destroying everything. But, you know, they print up money as a solution to inflation. That's what's happening here. They call it the cost of living crisis. That you caused by locking everybody down and shutting up businesses and destroying livelihoods for what? For the flu. And then they say, oh, as a solution to this, we're going to print up more money. And you have usually half the population of morons who support lockdowns, and they support the war in Ukraine because in case you didn't realize, Richard, the east of Ukraine is worth starting World War III for and sending as much as weaponry as you can from Europe and the United States to the point that you haven't got any weapons. I mean, these people should be, you know, count themselves lucky that their BS about Russia taking over the whole world isn't actually true, because if it was, there's no better time to do it, because they've sent all their weapons to the meat grinder in the east of Ukraine. And so you have half the population support these fiscal policies, lockdowns, and half the population support these wars because they believe the next thing all the time. This is why democracy is nonsense and needs to end. And this is why the Jew loves democracy, because he can usually brainwash and gaslight about 50% of the population.
Well, I see we already have a caller on the line. Let's hear from Dan in Texas. Welcome, Dan. How are you doing today? What's on your mind?
Hello?
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 Yes. Hello, Dan in Texas.
Hello?
Hello. Welcome.
Hey, Mr. Carey. And Mr. Stevenson, that's your guest today, right?
Well, yes. Co-host. On Mondays, he's my co-host, is what I
right.
call it. But yeah, you could call it a guest. Yeah, a lot of people will call co-hosts guests. Sure.
Yes, sir. Well, I've got some news to share with your audience. There's going to be a live coverage of a demonstration for President Trump against his inevitable arrest tomorrow. And everyone, you know, you, your audience, even those in Scotland, can log on to YouTube and type in Right Side Broadcasting. It's RSBN, Right Side Broadcasting Network. And in about 4 hours or so, 4.5 hours, 5:30 p.m. or so, they're going to be having live coverage all day, and I guess tomorrow as well, from New York City, you know, the site of the arrest, of the upcoming arrest. And a lot of people, you know, I've read quite a few comments and listened to others on different radio stations, you know, on the mainstream. And a lot of people are talking about a general strike. Now, are you aware of what a general strike is, Mr. Carey? I mean, do you appreciate what that means?
Well, yes, if it happens, I mean, it's a question of how many governments and or private companies, employees, staff are included. But in general, how much power it can have at the end of the day, I think the stockholders, the shareholders of the largest companies with the money, and in terms of the government, I mean, they're influenced primarily by the banks. So at the end of the day, I think what they say will remain. I mean, we see how much protesting to the increasing of the retirement age in France we're having right now. But I mean, you know, what the people want only goes so far. You saw how the yellow vests for years over there in France have hardly made a dent, and pretty conservative demands, you know, not all that extraordinary. But, well, Paul, your perspective from over across the pond on what Dan in Texas references.
Yeah, well, that's what it's going to take, because, you know, how much destruction can be caused, because this whole idea of democracy is a kind of nonsense. These people do what they want, and they cause so much pain, destruction, that eventually people will have to say, okay, we're going to have to do something, because there's no representation. This whole idea and the irony of, well, we're fighting for democracy around the world, don't you know? We don't have democracy. You know, the whole idea of democracy is a nonsense. The United States was successful for about a century before you let a bunch of Jews from Russia in there in Eastern Europe. It was not a democracy. It was a republic. I mean, you go back and look at the Constitution. There's certain things you can't do, and you know, before you can vote, you need to be of working age. You had a family structure. You didn't have a bunch of crazy women out there voting and making crazy decisions. I've got a relationship which has been destroyed because I've got a girlfriend who believes Western propaganda, who thinks that Russia's to blame for everything.
You're absolutely, you know, right.
It's a house of cards. And there's going to have to be some, I hate the word because I'm not a commie, but there's going to have to be some sort of revolution to correct this. And unfortunately, America's going to have to do what Europe has done and has forgotten it's done for the best part of its history, and deal with Jews and keep your foot on the neck of that absolute menace, which is destroying everything. And it starts with the banking system.
That's exactly right. Not only are you right, Mr. Stevenson, but it's called the Byzantine Solution. Byzantine, by the Byzantine Empire, which lasted for a couple of millennia. And resolution was to keep the Jews out of everything, every sphere of influence, to keep them out of, they were not allowed to be teachers, they were not allowed to be lecturers, what do you call professors now in today's language?
They were not allowed even allowed to be in business in America when they first went there. This idea, you know, that the anti-Semitism again, all these poor people. What do they do every time they get any sort of freedom? That's why you have to keep these people under control, because they're a complete.
And hello. Hello.
Yes. Yeah. No. We're
my
here.
My son drafted to go and fight a war. These crazy lunatics. Because of what? Because they hate Putin. Because he's he's got the Orthodox Church going again.
That's
these
exactly
people are
right.
Crazy. Okay.
And you know, as and to get on the
sorry,
back of that No, you're absolutely right, and it's righteous anger. It's righteous indignation. Because look at what's happening in Ukraine. Just take a look. You've got a literal Jewish, an entirely Jewish-occupied government. A literal, L-I-T-E-R-A-L, a literal occupied government run by nothing but Jews in every key position of power and influence in a nation of 0.2% of the population of Ukraine is Chosenite, and the entire nation that has been run into the effing ground is run by these people. And look at what the result is and has been. Look at what the result is and past tense has been. Look at it. Look at it.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Mr. Stevenson.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. No serious society tolerates these people. No serious society in history tolerated these people, but we've been tolerating them. I mean,
and look at what the
these people
look
are
at what, go ahead. Yeah.
No, but they're full of hatred. Go and look up Mark. Who have you got? You've got Merrick Garland as the head of your department of the DOJ over there. Go and look at this guy's background, where he came from. I mean,
Garfinkel is his real name. That's his real surname, Garfinkel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course. And, Henry Ford warned about it, a century ago. And even then, they had, acquired enough control. You know, these people, what they do, they went in, they bought up all the copies of Henry Ford's book, and they had their little sneaky little, I don't know what you'd call them, went into the libraries and stole all the copies out of the libraries.
That's right.
Oh, what did Mr. Ford do? Nah, he had some warnings, and now look.
But you know what is most infuriating and most unacceptable is you've got a literal Jewish-run occupation of a Christian Orthodox nation, and those literal Jews, those literal Chosenite, that entire occupation government, just like what was put in Vichy France in the the south middle southeast of France back in World War II, run on behalf of the Nazis. Or, well, I beg your pardon, I shouldn't have by the. Wartime German government. We're seeing the exact same thing happening in Ukraine, happening in this country now, the United States of America. The United Kingdom has been totally subverted. Look at what's happened throughout the United Kingdom. Look at Wales. You've got all of these literal 67 IQ boat people being forced into these towns and villages in Cardiff, in Gwynedd, and these small towns, these mining towns. Let me finish my. Just please bear with me. You've got these nations being subverted from the inside out by literal Jewish occupied governments. What is most upsetting to me is that you've got this Jewish occupation that is outlawing the Russian Orthodox Church, which is the church of Eastern Europe, the Orthodoxy, they're being banned from being allowed to preach to the congregations. That they're being forbidden to give mass. And not only that, Mr. Kerry and Mr. Stevenson, you've got these Jewish occupiers, because that's literally what they are, Jewish occupiers who are arresting priests, beating priests and clergy, and doing the same crap that they did during the post-Tsarist Russia under that brutal terroristic regime of the Soviet Union, where they killed and harassed and harangued and terrorized the Christian population. And look at what the result was. What was it? 60 million human beings, Christians, Orthodox Christians, were murdered and terrorized by these creatures, these literal creatures. Go ahead.
No, say you're absolutely right. And I mean, listen, if you read an article by a guy called Andrew Joyce, who I've interviewed, and everybody loves Andrew. He's a bit elusive. He's a bit difficult to get in contact with. And I've been lucky that I've done a few interviews with him. But he outlined the amount the Jewish influence in that place. That place may as well be Israel, you know, except that it doesn't have enough Jews in it, so it's just a complete parasite.
Of where?
Andrew Joyce in the Occidental Observer. And the main guy over there is a guy called Kolomoisky. He essentially, you know, we see Zelensky, who's a comedian, and, you know, you see thumbnails with which is insulting with him on the same sort of, you know, picture as Vladimir Putin, which is a complete insult to me to even watch these guys. Apparently, they're being compared, Vladimir Putin v. Zelensky. This guy is a complete little scumbag, and he should hope that the Ukrainians who are starving and being, you know, whatever's left of the Ukrainians in Eastern Europe don't make their way to Kiev before Putin gets there. But you're absolutely right. These people, you know, the amount of suffering they cause the Ukrainians. But you know what? The West and the Ukrainians as well, they've forgotten about Christianity anyway. So they have a century now where there's just this complete void of understanding anything.
You know why. You know why there's the void, don't you? You know why there's the void? It's because of these creatures' control over our organs of society, the media, our corrupt, fully corrupted political systems, our fully politicized education systems, our medical system is now completely untrustworthy.
Of course they did. This is why it's so important to read Henry Ford. What'd they do? They deliberately secularized the public schools, and then they create a void, and what do they fill it with? They fill it with Jewish revolutionary ideas like E. Michael Jones wrote about, that for 2,000 years they tried, but they couldn't even consider that they would have this much success in one century. This is our generation. It's an embarrassment. 2,000 years.
Go ahead. No,
2,000 years where these people are under control, and then what happens? They flood into this new nation called the United States, which is a little bit disconnected from its European roots, and what do? They take control of the financial system, they take control of everything. And now you've had two world wars, no coincidence, Christianity's been wiped off the planet, but essentially in the West. You've had a complete culling and a genocide of white people, not Jews by Adolf Hitler, but white people who died in the wars. Why do you think some of those Ukrainian kids are out there being manipulated by the same Jews?
Manipulated. And they do the same thing throughout history. And you know what? I want everyone listening to my righteous indignation and my voice, I want all of you folks to think about this fact. You judge a tree by the fruit that it produces. And for millennia, the plural of millennium, thousands of years, you know, in the plural, you look at what these people have done literally everywhere and every time that they've taken over the institution, the organs of a society. Look at what the fruit is. What fruit has been produced? Terrorism, chaos, tumult, misery, putting people into enslavement. You know, as a matter of fact, I'm starting to remember about slavery. Who owned
Pardon
all
me, Dan,
the slave
I hear
ships?
The break. We have the break here. Yeah, we can hold it to the other side.
Sure. Okay. Thank you. I'll hold on.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I say all or nothing for Ukraine. I'm Peter Serafin with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Right to Bear Insurance. If you own a firearm, you need to use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com just in case you ever need to use your firearm. The war in Ukraine started 1 year and 2 days ago. Let's reflect a little. The U.S. wasn't going to send tanks because that would cause World War III. Now we are sending tanks, but they're not going to get there for over a year. So the U.S. federal government intends to send money and other support for at least another year. Over $113 billion U.S. dollars have already been sent to the Ukraine. That's over $900 per taxpayer. How much of that money and how many lives have been lost because of our gradual support? We should have either been all in with everything that Ukraine needs from day one, or we should have stayed out entirely. Russia is famous for winning wars of attrition. Thousands or millions more will die. Western support needs to be aimed at winning or just give up. All or nothing. Either way, it will be cheaper financially and cost far fewer lives. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, see this Pashem Parabellum.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafin, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Here on Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey with my Monday co-host, Paul Edward Stevenson. And we're on the line with Dan in Texas. And Dan, I just wanted to say, I don't know if you do your own broadcast, podcast, what have you, but you certainly seem to have a lot of passion and you articulate points very well. If you haven't so far done so, you know, you might, I don't know, you might consider such, because spreading this, changing people's impression of history, which they've been so indoctrinated into a false history currently, getting them open-minded to even look into such things, winning the war of ideas, you know, is in the culture and maintaining a white Western culture in our media, in our own independent media. That's an important first step right now. We're so far behind. And I'm sure the Third Reich, and that would be the most respectful way probably to refer to them, the Third Reich or the National Socialists, you know, of Germany at the time, would agree, you know, that would be, you know, the stage. I mean, propaganda can be positive or negative. It can be truthful and positive. And, you know, a lot of times when they quote Goebbels, that's what he's referring to when he's talking about propaganda toward the people. But, of course, they try to misquote him. And control of the banks, being the money lenders, even looking back to biblical accounts, you know, that's really how they've ultimately wielded their power and influence, you know, being able to create the money in situations like the First and Second Bank of the United States and the Federal Reserve as the real essence of their power here. And the anti-Semitism, okay, conditioning people to not have a problem with censorship in the form of anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism existed as a way of punishing people, of course, way before the Second World War. But now, with the, and I have to credit, what is it, Dave in Massachusetts, I believe, with this one, the hoax at any cost, now that they've had their Holocaust or hoax at any cost, And no matter how much you have to destroy the world and history in every way to get people to be shamed, at least in a lot of ways, it's really worked. I mean, even the current people of Germany, so many of them won't even look into the history, are just, you know, it's just a Pavlovian reaction of fear to even go there, even talk about it, that war. And so many British, I mean, I know because my significant other is from across the pond there. I mean, her parents' generation conditioned to hate Germans, you know, in the wake of that war. And so, you know, yes, it reinforcing their anti-Semitism with this conditioning about the Holocaust as their mechanism to get people desensitized about censorship on that. And now suddenly we have a lot of people out there surprised at all the other things that we're getting censored about. Okay, when you look into the COVID lockdowns and shots, when medical censorship, when you look into the voting January 6th and all of this sort of topic, so many things related to transgender, gay, people of color, this critical race theory, you can't question anything anymore. And censorship, it grows and grows when it's tolerated. And, you know, that's really the biggest issue. And Paul, would you like to add to that, sir? We can hear again on the other side from Dan. But Dave, before we get to
it's Dave. Dave, Mr.
Okay, Dave. All right. I'm sorry. We had a mistake in the way it was typed on the Skype today. All right. No, because I didn't remember Dan in Texas from the past. No, I was thinking it would have been Dan in Washington. Oh,
yes,
Dave.
Sir.
Dave.
Yes,
no, okay,
sir.
To
Dave.
Correct everyone.
Dave.
All right. Well, Dave, maybe we'll hear from Paul after the break. Dave, do you want to respond after that?
No,
I said
no,
we have a couple
sir.
Minutes.
Let Mr. Stevenson respond, and I'll go on the back of his comment.
Go ahead. Paul.
Well, you know, like we've been talking about, you know, what do you get when you allow these people to have the influence they've had? World wars, white people being genocided, Christianity being destroyed in the West. I mean, I think it was it Garland? I don't know. Someone influential in the U.S. government, they are bold enough now. They come out and admit it. They said, we cannot tolerate the rise of the Orthodox Church in Ukraine or in Russia. So who is we exactly? Because occasionally these people are so high on power, they assume that everyone they're talking to are Jews. They assume that everyone's grandparents was in Russia a century ago or just over a century ago and were victims of the evil Tsarist empire, which they destroyed very quickly. So, you know, these people are crazy. And now look, the Department of Justice, they're embedded in our government. They control our media. Well, what could possibly go wrong? Well, you know, anti-Semitism. What is anti-Semitism? It's what we've got today. If you don't talk about anti-Semitism, if you don't talk about these people, what they call anti-Semitism is essentially wanting your society to be functional. To, you know, there's a woman over here arrested for silently praying outside an abortion clinic. That's just how bad it's gotten. You know? This is what the police do now. Sorry, why are you here? Well, I don't like abortion. I'm a Christian. What are you doing? Are you starting a protest? No. Do you have other people coming? No. Are you praying? Oh, you're praying. Oh. And what do we have? We have a conservative who's part of the House of Lords who changes legislation, which means now you can't be within 150 meters of a murdering clinic. You have
here,
to pray
hold that
outside
thought.
Of a...
To continue on the other side, Paul.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. OxySilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
One day we will put it all behind. We'll say that was just another time. We'll say that was just another day on earth. We'll say that was just another time. One day.
And we're back, folks. I just had to let that play out. Sometimes you need to just put on some Brian Eno and let him relax you in the midst of all this insanity. But no, to clarify from what I was saying earlier, yes, the most respectful way you could refer to the Germans of World War II era, you know, of the party, would be the NSDAP, which translates to National Socialists German Workers Party, or the Third Reich, or just, you know, National Socialists. And then that would be most appropriate. But yes, even just for praying, very offensive now, Paul. And the Bolsheviks always hated Christians as much as anti-Semitism, sometimes considering the two synonymous as their targets, their primary targets. Isn't that right?
Used to be. Now it's like, oh, you know, the church is in a big love-in with the Jew, you know? I mean, it's just, listen, the ignorance is off the charts, you know?
And, yeah, we still have you on the line, Dave, in Texas. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to piggyback on what Mr. Stevenson said. And Mr. Stevenson, you're a hero to me because everything that you've said in this broadcast today, every single word that you've said is the God's honest truth. And I'm not just saying that just for effect. I'm saying it because it's a fact. What you've conveyed to the audience in totality, all of the things that you've conveyed are facts of existence. Facts as they are, prima facie. That they are what they are upon, you know, on their face. They are what they are. And I want I'm going to have to let you go because I want your audience to participate too. I don't want to take up all this time, even though I've got so much to convey and let the audience know. But There are three things that I want to say, and then I'm gonna go really quickly. Number one, to remind everyone, the first things that I brought to the audience's attention, you can go Right Side Broadcasting, RSBN, Right Side Broadcasting Network, and you can see the live all of the goings on that will be happening in New York City today at about 5 p.m. and into tomorrow, because it's going to be a multi-day event. What's happening, and whatever protests or whatever else, demonstrations, speeches, whatever's going to be happening. Number two, a lot of people are talking about a general strike, meaning shut the whole thing down. Shut it down. No more no trucking. Nobody goes to work. The people, enough has to be enough at some point. At some point, enough has to finally be enough. And shut the whole thing down. Shut it down. The whole nation. Shut it down. General strike. Because if they can do that to President Trump, the rightful leader of the United States of America, the rightful leader. Everyone knows what happened in the election. Everyone knows about the fraud. Everyone knows about the literal changing of votes. We saw it with our own eyes. The numbers being switched, literally. The numbers being switched on television, on CNN. I saw it with my own eyes. The voting numbers were literally, the exact numbers were being taken away from President Trump's tally, and the exact same number added to the traitor. Literally happened in front of everyone's eyes. So look at where we are now after President Trump's after he was deposed in a literal coup, in a literal bloodless coup. Look at what the result is now after the coup. The entire nation is being destroyed from within by literal traitors. Everyone knows it. Everyone knows it. So what are we going to do? We're just going to continue to watch it and twiddle our thumbs and allow all of us to be destroyed, or are we going to shut it down in a general strike? No violence, absolutely no violence. Don't even have to leave your home. You literally do not even have to leave your home. Just shut it down. Number three, if all of you folks aren't aware of the Chosenites' intimate involvement and absolute primary involvement in the slave trade, going all the way back to the Portuguese, who were the first slave traders, the first European slave traders were Portuguese Jews, by the way, just so that everyone knows that fact. You can look up a book the Minister Farrakhan, Minister Farrakhan, Louis Farrakhan, he's been pushing this for decades, called, and rightfully so, called the Who Brought the Slaves to America, as well as the first book is called Who Brought the Slaves to America. That's the first one. The second one is called The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and the Heebie-Jeebies, the Jews. That's the second book, The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and the Jews. And the fourth point is, truth is treason in an empire of lies, ladies and gentlemen. Look at what we have allowed to happen against us. Look at what we have allowed by our complacency to be done against us. Every single one of us is in serious, serious danger, in literal danger, because of what our complacency has allowed to happen against us. And we're responsible for this, ultimately, because we have allowed, A-L-L-O-W-E-D, we have allowed this treason to be committed against us, and enough has to be enough at some point. Shut the whole thing down. Shut it down. God bless the both of you, and to hell with these creatures. To hell with them. Okay, that's enough. I'm tired of talking, okay? Thank you, guys. I got to sit down. Okay, it was a real pleasure, and I mean that. I said what needed to be said by someone. Someone has to say this. That's it. I'm tired. Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, you two. Bye-bye. And I'll listen to the audience. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, Dave in Texas. And, yeah, the lines are open if someone else wants to call. Paul, well, how would you like to respond to that?
Well, he's a great caller, a great guy. And, he's identified, what needs to be identified. And, the whole thing does need to be shut down. It's like I said, it's an embarrassment, really. We're not in a situation where, these people are trying to wage war not only against Russia, but eventually they're already starting to, poke China. And what do you think is going to happen? I was listening to a guy the other day, and he was on Judge Napolitano, because I like listening to McGregor sometimes. And he said, if the United States keep this up, what do you think is going to happen? You're going to start having hypersonic missiles arriving on your shores. You're going to start being attacked for the first time. Because you can't go around with this sort of attitude and provoking people with that level of power like Russia and China and expect to do it with impunity. So eventually the Americans, you're over there and you're going to end up being attacked. We're going to end up being attacked if we keep this nonsense up.
And of course, this hyper aggression, it has to do with geopolitical objectives of those in Washington, D.C. and in Tel Aviv. But it also has to do with the presence, the status that the U.S. has. And that affects, of course, the U.S. dollar and trade. We have so many alternatives ready to go now. They're just waiting for the dollar to plunge. And I mean, well, they've lost the battle on inflation currently, the Fed. That's already clear. It was really for show. It was only going to make more of a brink of collapse with the economy, if not full-blown collapse when we're done here. But it was never going to actually be able to, you have to reduce the money supply at this point. And really, you can't have a debt-based currency with interest that doesn't exist. It's never been created. Even if in theory you could ever pay back, so on so many levels, things need to just be the slate wiped and not make the same mistakes. But at this point, all the small banks are seeing that, they're not going to be bailed out, just the big banks. So we're already seeing a flood of people, the largest accounts, that is, from the small banks starting to flood to the big banks as much as they can with their accounts. And that for the next week, some said to a month, but especially the next week, we're going to see that really continue like a tidal wave fall.
Yeah, and
to the insured banks, only the big banks are insured now. All depositors insured. They suddenly just decided, create enough money out of thin air to just cover all the shareholders, and not just that, but also all the depositors, but not the small banks. Go ahead.
Well, the chickens come home to roost at some point. Like Dave said, you'll know them by their fruits. And what do you have? You have chaos. You have, the potential of a world war. You have inflation. You have cost of living going through the roof. You have Christianity destroyed. You have white people being destroyed. You have our women who don't have children anymore. This is not normal. None of this is normal. If you're a woman in your 40s and you're listening and you don't have children, you are a part of a very unique group in history. It's not normal. You're either extremely unattractive, that no man will go near you, or you've been deceived and deceived heavily. But this is where our women are. Do you know any woman that's that unattractive where they get into their 40s and they don't, no man's interested in them? I don't know any. I mean, there's, it's not normal, Richard. So everything we're seeing is not normal. It's not normal to do what we're doing, to lock everybody down, to be provoking a country like Russia and China. I mean, you've sent all your manufacturing to China and then you want to start a war with China. Who's going to suffer? Talk about cutting off the hand that feeds you. Everything comes from China because a bunch of crooks sold all the manufacturing to China and they can produce more weapons than the United States could do in World War II, if some of the people I listen to are any indication, and ex-military and the CIA guys. So I mean, this is where we're at. And, you know, what worries me about this situation in Ukraine is once they they've committed to this idea that we must protect Ukraine. You know, right at the start, they're like, oh, we stand by Ukraine. Can anybody tell me why we must stand by? What's the name of the place? You what? Ukraine? Does anybody in America, have they ever heard of Ukraine? I mean, it's not even very close to us. It's at the eastern side of Europe. No one cares about the place.
We have another caller. We should fit him in. Jay in California. Jay, how you doing? Welcome to the show. And what's on your mind? Hello, Jay.
Yeah, can you hear me? What's up, guys? Big fan of both of you guys. And I was just curious. Sometimes I call in and just check in. What is the only option to us now to just kind of watch this house burn? Because I know the UW option, but I just don't think it's going to happen. The more brainwashed whites I run into, I just lose all hope. Every guy I meet is just... I'll see these guys, they're like 6'5", look like, you know, linebackers, and then they're talking about toxic masculinity, and it's like, it's just hopeless. They've been so brainwashed, they're sitting watching these Jew programs all day. So it just feels like, I don't think that there's a way out of this. It's like watching your family burn in a house, you know, watching us be decimated. So do you think there's any option aside from, you know, us guys just getting together and kind of commiserating, or... Is there any practical options?
You're fading in and out with your microphone. I don't know if you could speak more consistently to the mic, or if you have a headset, turn it off. But Paul, how would you respond to Jay in California? Here.
Well, nothing's going to change until you get these people out of their, you know, positions. It's as simple as that, because they're crazy. They pump out propaganda all day. They've created democracy, which works in about half of the population. So then you're not only fighting these people, you're fighting people who are infected with their ideas, and they need to be shut up. That's how bad it is now. They need to be put in their place, okay, because they don't think very well. And this is not a radical idea. This is the Constitution didn't allow everybody to have a say. Sorry, you don't get to have a say if your ideas are terrible. And so a lot of people's ideas are terrible because they're coming straight out of the synagogue. So those people need to be shut up, and we need to get things back under control. And until these people are removed, then you're going to watch the whole thing burn, and probably literally at this stage, because they're now provoking Russia.
How can you get anybody to remove them? They have such a death grip on everybody. You can't even name them.
No, they'll be removed eventually. It's just, I've said this for years, things will have to get so bad... And we in the West will have to suffer in a way that is just—it's not even in our imagination. And then people will say, "What caused this? Oh, what you're starving? Your children are starving? You're freezing?" Then, when it gets bad enough, there'll be a reaction. It's normal. It's an historical fact. You know, the best predictor of future behavior is past behavior. When these people get out of control before in history, eventually there was a reaction to them, and they preach that reaction in the synagogue. They call it anti-Semitism. Because they didn't get to destroy what they wanted to destroy. So they'll get the same reaction eventually. In our lifetime, hopefully. But I wouldn't hold my breath, because they've sewn up all our institutions. And you've got half the population who think lockdowns are great, who think supporting the east part of Ukraine is a great idea to start World War III. I mean, these people don't even care about nuclear war anymore. Oh, we must stand by, you know, Ukraine's borders. And when you know, they've committed to it so much, the point I was going to make earlier, what are they going to do when they realize that they've lost that war? You're already seeing the polls talking about maybe going in there. So I fully expect at this stage that World War III is going to kick off with all the misery involved with that.
Well, I see we have the following final break, and one more caller to fit in. But thank you, as always, Jay, for your input. Yep. We'll be right back for the final segment. No, thanks, Jay. All right. No, I guess we had him removed. Yes, folks, yeah, we'll return with the final caller. Please support the station. We'll be right back. Don't need a cure. Don't need a cure. Don't need a cure.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
And we are back for the final segment, Beyond the Official Narrative. Here on Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey with Monday co-host Paul Edward Stevenson, and we have Andrea in New York. Andrea, welcome to the show. How you doing? What's on your mind?
Hi. I'm thinking about Silicon Valley Bank, and I heard from this man, Mike Gill. Have you heard of Mike Gill and the Pandora Papers?
I don't believe so. Please tell us.
This man is was a former mortgage corporation, and he claims that he had the largest mortgage brokerage corporation in the United States. And through this corporation, through his involvement in this activity, he's a New Hampshire man. Became aware of this terrible fraud, this Ponzi scheme that was perpetrated against more than 400 people in New Hampshire, and they lost everything, and a number of them, several of them, were seniors, and they c- committed suicide. And they were out on the street homeless from this. So he decided to get involved, and he formed a network of citizen investigators. And, you know, getting into this and who committed this fraud and how they had done it. And they exposed this cartel operating out of New Hampshire. And I don't know if I can go on with this. I don't know how well I remember the details. But one interesting, I mean, well, there are many interesting aspects of it, but this cartel really runs the state. They own every aspect of the state. And one of the things that's happening in states now, apparently, is that they choose these cartels, select very small population states, not necessarily land-wise, but in terms of population. For instance, they named, I guess, four states, South Dakota, Wyoming, Delaware, and New Hampshire, that have been pretty much completely controlled because of, you know, small population by cartels. And they, you know, this all has to do with drug running, drug money laundering, human trafficking, organ harvesting. And one thing they said is that, you know, regarding fentanyl, it's we don't have to import it from China. In fact, not so much of it, or I don't know how much of it at all is being imported from China, but it's a synthetic, and it's being made here in laboratories. But she claims that SVB, Silicon Valley Bank, was actually shut down because of money laundering, because of drug money laundering, and okay. Not because of any
Well, I hear the music. I hear the music already. We'll have to hear the rest of that if you call back. But no, thank you for all that information. And Paul, any last comments, Paul?
Well, it's good to join you again, Richard. And were good
everyone,
calls.
check out Paul's show, your archives, if not live, correct? Paul?
Yes, Last Man Standing. And you might find me on with David Duke.
Okay, fantastic. So, folks, please support the network to keep all this possible. And we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.